There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We have solid information.
The top of the hour means it's time for a Dirt Alert. An up-to-the-minute look at what's going on in the world of entertainment on My Talk 107.1.
Tell us some behind-the-scenes stuff. Give us the dirt.
In Elton John's memoir, Me, he talks about Michael Jackson, saying that he knew him since he was 13 or 14. He wrote that he was the most adorable kid that you could imagine, but at some point in the intervening years, he started just taking himself away from society and from reality, a lot like Elvis Presley did. He also blames drugs being one of the main reasons, you know, he had all of these issues. And then also, he was genuinely mentally ill, and he couldn't cope with adult company. So I really want to read this book for not just that, but for all of the other things that he reveals, Elton John's memoir, Me.
Yeah, kind of an arrested development.
Oh, sure.
It sounds like.
Absolutely. Mariah Carey, she's making some news. She broke the tie on her birthday this year because she has, it looks like they've 70 million albums in the U.S. that
nice.
She sold. She's also the all-time best-selling digital artist. She sold 49.5 million in digital sales.
Wow.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, again, he's at the top of digital sales with 65.5 million sales, so very far away, but hey,
still.
You know, still. Good
Go
job.
Mimi. I wonder how much of her Christmas song accounts for that. All I Want for Christmas.
It's probably half of it.
Yeah.
Well, not sales, but, you know, for streaming for sure.
Yeah.
And Kim Kardashian, she was at the Fashion Week in Milan, which I just missed.
Oh.
I saw a lot of models, though. I'll have to talk about that at some point.
Yeah.
But you have to check out her Instagram because she's wearing this skin-tight, really glamorous Dolce & Gabbana dress, but she cannot walk up the stairs. I mean, it is like Mermaid City, like very, very uncomfortable. She shared it on her stories yesterday, so you can check that out. And that's the latest dirt. More stories like this at mytalk1071.com, or you can find them on our app.
I want an hourly update.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Let me know the dirt when you find out.
On My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Live.
So thank you, Jason, for trying to make everything work. It was just awesome.
Yeah,
awesome job.
I didn't know what I was doing going into the show. Now I really don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, the guy barely has an employee badge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He barely has entrance
into
the building.
He's got a training.
I got to ask somebody to let me in the gate.
Yeah. I mean,
seriously. Yeah. Well, just so you know, I wouldn't have even been able to fix the problem. So, yeah, it's a very rare thing that happens.
Yes.
And it happened the day you were on the first day on.
And my talkers were not joking. Jason, the producer we're referring to, he just got out of the employee welcome meeting. Literally, right before our show started.
He hasn't been trained really on this show,
nothing.
So he's doing the best he can.
No, we held the meeting during while we were off air there for that hour. So it's perfect timing. It really worked out well.
Oh my God.
Thank goodness Jason is as good as he is because anybody other than Jason, it would have been like taking an Arby's shift manager and dropping them into the situation.
Yes, you know what true. I mean? Thank God he knows how to run the board already. And, you know,
exactly.
Like he didn't just walk off the street. He's a radio professional. But, you know, every show is different. And thank you so much.
Thank you for staying and not just storming out.
Oh, yeah. Stormy.
Could have gotten Stormy. My car and took off, but I'm here for you guys. Always thank you. Got your back. Don't worry. My heart's still racing, though. Like, I
I know. Like, you won't sleep for 2 days. Trust me.
No, I don't sleep at all. I'm the overnight guy. That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean to talk about him like he's not here, but why didn't he quit? I mean, I wouldn't, you know what I mean?
Did you work all night?
Because of you guys.
Hey, Stormy.
Yeah.
Stormy, did you work all night overnight as well?
We do have an agreement arranged where I'm not working my usual night shifts this week. I'm just here in the morning doing your guys' show. Hopefully doing Don and Steve a little bit later and then whatever else.
If they're on.
An hour's time.
Yeah, no kidding. With me running the board, it's no guarantee.
Oh, no. None of it was your fault. So,
we'll use some of Steve's hair gel to grease the wires to make sure the station stays on the air. Just a little bit of mousse. A little bit of mousse. When we last spoke,
it was 6:35.
Oh,
6:42.
Yeah, we went off the air 6:40, and I thought I had done something because if I sound different, it is because, you know, and we're adding another element. I'm usually there Project Down and Dirty, but B. Arthur decided to start it. It's not like a month long. It's like it's like the Christmas season at department stores. It's like, you know,
it's true. It went from 2 days to three.
It's like pumpkin spice latte.
Now it's five.
It's like
the PSL PD&D.
Yeah. It's like Food and Wine Festival at Epcot. It just keeps getting longer. So the hooved one decides to enlarge this thing like a hemorrhoid, and then but she doesn't tell anybody. And then I'm like, well, hello, I have another job. So Fox needed me to be here. So I'm usually there. I say all of this not just to make fun of B. Arthur. Which is
joyful. She just
joyful.
Came in the room.
Oh, good.
She just came in the room.
I don't care. But not just to make fun of the hooved one, but poor Jason and the engineers and Adam. Yes, it's not just one connection. They have to worry about me here at Fox and you guys.
Oh, wait. And there's another one, Jace, too. And Kenny's on the phone.
But Kenny, I was calling Kenny, and Kenny, I was like, Kenny,
we're not. This is, Kenny.
He just laughed. All he did was just a solid laugh to me. And he's like, he goes, I'm listening to Yacht Rock right now.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just laughed and laughed. And he just couldn't stop laughing. And I'm like, so I'll let you know when we're back on it. And he's like, whatever.
Yeah. No, I was listening to the Oak Ridge Boys. I had the best of the Oak Ridge Boys on. Elvira. It just went. So I'm sitting here at 6:42. We're in the middle of a conversation. And then it just dies out. But I thought it was just me here at Fox.
So if you were watching the stream, you would see Jason waving his hands.
I'm waving like
he was waving to me. And so like from my end, everything went down. I couldn't hear you guys at the theater. I couldn't hear Jason. Jason's waving his arms all around. And, you know, this is early in the morning. There's not a lot of people here in the office to potentially help me with this problem when it's the first time.
No one's there.
I'm producing your show. So that was fun.
Again, Jason, the engineer or the producer, he has a temporary employee badge. It's like he works overnight.
Yes. All of his days and nights are switched. Number one, because that's super hard to do. I did it for a number of years, and then this is this what he walks into.
This is
I'm having so much fun.
Yeah,
we'll get to that later too. Jeez,
that's another thing. You're right.
Yeah,
no.
Can I give you a bar of Swiss chocolate I brought back or something?
Swiss chocolate.
I'll take anything at this point.
Okay, good.
A salary? I'm still an intern, actually.
Oh, my God. Jesus' eyes.
Well, after this, you should be station manager. I mean, they should promote you quickly. You should replace Dan, for heaven's sake, after how well you've done today.
I mean, his office did just get renovated, so I'm into that. He's got his own bathroom, too. I like that.
Yeah, he does. He has a bathroom. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
No, I think after this, you're a member of the Hubbard family.
Yeah, you get to ride on the jet. You get to ride on their private jet. Ooh, you know, go on ski vacations, buy fancy dogs, whatever you need.
I think you get a yacht. I'm looking at the paperwork. I think you get a yacht.
As long as there's not a Russian oligarch on it, I'm good.
No. Oh, my goodness. So if you were confused, people were emailing going, why are you playing yesterday's show? And it's like, I didn't even answer back. I'm sorry.
Anytime we do have a technical difficulty, I am on Twitter.
Good.
I always do. Yeah. I keep, usually when we do have a technical difficulty, I jump on the Twitters right away. So if we ever do in the future, just go and I try to type as quickly as I can. So, so I kept everybody updated. I'm like, you're not in a time warp. An asteroid didn't hit us. NASA took care of that yesterday. We're fine. It's just some technical difficulties. And then when we made the decision to come back at the top of the eight, I tweeted that out as well.
Okay. Said,
you know, we'll be back in a few minutes.
So if you're somebody that doesn't get on Twitter, do it now, because these kind of things happen a lot.
Yes, because,
you're missing the party.
You're missing.
I mean, not this thing, but, you know, we have technical difficulties. So if you ever want to know, Twitter's the place to be. You can follow Jason at...
Just my name, Jason Matheson. And then I also did, I'm trying to be Alexis while you were gone, Dawn. I took off my clothes and I'm skinny dipping big time into the TikTok. So I'm TikToking every day and I'm just musing. It's just me. It's like I'm doing the Rosie O'Donnell. So I mused on TikTok what I did during the technical difficulty. So it's just me sitting in my room, my little radio room, and I'm just singing. I'm just bored as hell. So anyway, you can see
I just
that
learned how to
TikTok.
Do reels. So I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
it's similar.
Now it is Project Dawn and Dirty. That's why Dawn and Alexis are together at the headquarters for the Twin Cities Film Fest. And just
here too. He's in the building.
Oh, fabulous! Mm-hmm. So to set the table. We're going to do the Dirt Alert, right? Per normal, per usual. And then after that, we're going to be joined. Stories. Yeah, we're going to be joined. Dawn, I can do it if you want me to.
We'll do it together. How about that?
That sounds great. but then after that.
Just like our film.
That's right. I can't wait for that. Spank the naughty kitty. Anyway. But just to tell you, at 8:30, we're going to be joined by a friend of ours who is helping us with a matching sponsorship, Jim from Twin Cities Closet Company.
And we're close to that sponsorship match, so it would be really fun while we're talking to him to say, write that check.
Yeah, because what are we, now let's go, now let me pull up, I'm not used to this yet, because hello, it's been a year since we needed this, but I
right,
have.
Right, through Give MN.
Tell folks how to do it, Lex.
Yeah, so through givemn.org, of course, very safe place to donate. You just search for go to mytalk1071.com. That's the place to go. Then find links to the film fest, and then you can link right there, and it will bring you to our secure team, Jason and Alexis, Twin Cities Film Fest, and you could donate right there. Right now, we're at $1,842. 22 people have already donated.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, even with yesterday's show.
Yes.
That's right.
We're playing yesterday's show, and you still donated, so thank you so much.
And every time we go to the big board, I can play our Project Down and Dirty charity money music.
Yes.
So thank you.
Oh, we have some thank yous.
Yeah.
We have Danny Palmer, $100. Karen, $50. Chris, $300.
Wow. Thank you to all of you.
Summit Orthopedics gave $100. Andrew Hartfield, $100. Elizabeth, $100. Julie, $25. David gave $100 in honor of Bill Cooper and Jayden for you. And all of the years of building the Twin Cities Film Fest. Oh. Bruce, $20. Michelle, $25. Annette, $50. Kathy, $100. Susan gave $50 in honor of Bill Cooper and Naomi for their years of indispensable and intensive effort and accomplishments since the
inception?
Beginning, maybe? Yep. And then an anonymous gave $37.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, and there's more. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. Keep the we'll read dedications throughout the week and keep them coming. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Day one and a half of Project Down and Dirty. It's time to get caught up. Oh, very loud over there. I'm hearing a lot of... Anyway, Dawn McClain has a dirt alert. Hello, Dawn.
Yeah. Hey, Stormy, you can just take this music bed down a little bit.
There you go. Thank you.
It wasn't
you.
So much the music. I was hearing voices with you guys.
Voices.
Yeah, other people talking. Over here, yeah.
Okay. Sorry catching about that. Up. Okay, so Brad Pitt, is he dating Emily Ratajkowski? Now, he is 58 and she's 31. She's had a bad past with being cheated on. I know that for sure. And she's recently single. He's single and ready to mingle. But, of course, he just, you know, he said that people are speculating. He's not saying anything, but his people are saying, no, he's not dating anybody. And they have been seen as a couple of times together and that they're just friends, you know, just like he is.
Just friends
with all of those other beautiful younger women. There's a 27-year age gap if you didn't do the math there.
Did they have lunch or something together? And then they're like, oh. They're doing it.
Yeah, no follow-up questions on this.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. They probably just looked at each other across the room, and all of a sudden they're romantically connected, is what I'm saying.
It's rumors that, like, insiders are saying that they're secretly dating.
Oh, I see.
You know, she's beautiful. She's a model, and she's an actress. And yeah. But, you know, let's do something different this time. Let's go ask George Clooney if his wife has any friends that are of his age that are, you know...
Yeah.
Wonderful, lovely
lawyering
women.
Or something? Sure. Or doctoring?
That's just my opinion. I don't know. Jason, what do you think?
I mean...
The age gap is all of Dua Lipa's life.
Yeah, that's...
It's 27 years.
Oh, now that's a lot. That's basically double me and Colin. So, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are different because
age gap things,
Colin is pretty mature. And he,
yeah, I'm pretty immature, so he's, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are basically the same age.
We are the same age, yeah.
That's what it equals out to, right?
Yep.
All right. What else is going on in the world? Halloween costumes. Just real quick here before you have a story, Jason.
Yep.
Okay. So some of the most popular ones right now are Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Gross.
Boy, that's a blast from the past. Yes, because of the Pam and Tommy.
Film. Okay.
Yes. And then Steve Yeun's character in Nope. I haven't seen Nope, but yeah, so that's popular. We also have Top Gun. A lot of Maverick costumes out there are selling out. So get them now while you can, because it's only 34 days until Halloween. So there you go. And then we have like House of Dragon characters. Those wigs are going to run out, girl. You better go get one now.
That's right. Get a bejeweled gown.
Yes. Yeah. So that's
and a dragon.
The large one, you know, out there is a lot of House of Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Ripa's book is, I think, coming out or out. And the passages concerning Regis are the ones that entertainment sites are kind of glomming onto, and it was the chapter that Kelly said it was the hardest for her to write. She says there were good days and bad days when she hosted Live with Regis, but she said she loved him, and I still do. She said it started off right on a bad foot. She didn't take a joke well that he said on her first day. When she took the job, she was told by her representation that the show was, you know, no fuss, and that they didn't, you know, they didn't like folks with entourages and all of that stuff. Well, Kelly came in and had like a hair and makeup team, had a hair and makeup person. And as they were walking down the hall, Regis did his Regis and he goes, "Galvin, it has an entourage." Or whatever. And Kelly didn't take that well. Now, to me, I mean, that's Regis. I mean, that's how he was. And I can literally hear him saying that.
Yeah.
I can just hear him. But she didn't find that funny and was immediately offended. And, what I love is the headlines. There were good days and bad days. I love that headline because it's not a headline. No matter who you work with, there are good days and bad days.
Yes.
So yeah. I'm just
when you're traveling to Europe with your partner, there are good days and bad days.
When you're on a 3-day weekend at Walt Disney World at a hotel that looks like the Golden Girls set, you have good days and bad days. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's not a headline. You're right.
It's not a headline.
No duh.
Yeah.
No.
And it just makes it seem like she's busting on Regis. And she said she doesn't want that. She doesn't want it to feel like she's slamming anyone. But I'm kind of like, well, you kind of are, but I get it. I just don't think good days and bad days is a headline. I really don't.
Right.
Maybe there's
a lot of context with that. Like maybe she scaled down her team. She probably had a team of 10 people, but to accommodate them, she scaled it down to 2.
Yeah.
And plus the first day jitters and being excited and also nervous.
Yep.
It just probably was wrong timing.
Rubbed her the wrong way. One more item coming from Marvel. Marvel boss Kevin Feige defended the decision not to replace Chadwick Boseman in the Black Panther sequel. Quote, it just felt like it was too much, too soon to recast. So there we go.
Yeah, yep. Respectable for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, he wears the mask. I mean, they could easily voice generate his his voice.
Yeah.
And have a nice kind of ending, maybe, and passing of the torch.
I think they're going to do that in some way.
I'm so curious to see what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More stories like this at mytalk1071.com. A special guest when we return, day 1.5 of Project Down and Dirty, live from the headquarters of the Twin Cities Film Fest when we return. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming live, maybe, on mytalk1071.com. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn, live from the Twin Cities Film Fest headquarters, Project Down and Dirty, day 1.5.
Baby, here we are.
That's right.
We love Twin Cities Film Fest.
Yes, we do. And we're raising money for them. You can donate right now on our MyTalk1071 page. Just click on Project Down and Dirty, and the donate page is right there. And speaking of donations, Alexis, would you like to introduce our special guest, please?
Absolutely. We're very excited because Jim Myers from Twin Cities Closet Company is joining us, and they are our matching sponsor.
Ooh.
Jim, thank you.
Yes, good morning, you two. We're back.
Good morning. Yes, we're back. All is well. Thank you again for being another sponsor for our Project Down and Dirty again for this year. $2,000.
It's our pleasure.
What makes you keep coming back every year?
In the film industry.
Say that again.
I said we're looking to help people out in the film industry.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Well, again, it's not the first year you've done this. What makes you come back every year, and specifically for the Film Fest?
Well, we obviously love your guys' show. My wife listens to you every day and listens to the station, so we're fans of the family. And then, of course, I mean, anything to help our local people get ahead in this world, we're here to help.
And, Jim, you were here with us last year during Project Down and Dirty Construction, and one of the things that we loved, and a lot of our companies that we endorse are family-owned. You guys are a family-owned company. And remind the folks your story. How long have you guys been around?
Yeah.
Well, we started in 2001, so business almost 22 years here. And, yes, it is a family business. We started in a small location over in northeast Minneapolis and have grown into a new facility here that we're hopefully moving into shortly. And we've got 45 employees, and everything that we do is designed and manufactured and installed by our employees. And we just want to keep all those jobs and things here in Minnesota.
Awesome. And it's all custom too, so you can say, hey, I have my closet, my craft room, help.
That's what we do. We help organize your space.
Great. Well, hey, we have some really good news. We are already at $1,942, and we're hoping that maybe in this time we can have
Oh, 2,500.
What, oh, 2,500? We'd have let's imagine 2,500.
Oh, 2,500.
Yeah, we'll gladly do that.
Oh, no.
Oh,
well, that's not what I was asking. I was asking the listeners to donate up to 2,500 before the end of this segment. But if you want to give us 2,500.
We'll match that 2,500.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow.
Jim, that's so nice.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it. We were asking the viewers, and Jim is the listeners, and Jim is so nice. He's like, hey, I'll do 500 more dollars. So, Jim,
why not?
Jim, thank you.
With everything else going on in the world and everything with this economy, we just got to help as many people as we can. So let's get out there and donate, and let's get some people in some education with the film industry.
Absolutely. Whatever we can do, I've been saying it. There is no reason why, especially with our four seasons and our great locations, we should be a mecca for filmmaking, just like Vancouver, just like Georgia. I've said it for years, and I wish it was much easier for filmmakers to have those opportunities. And I'm glad that the Twin Cities Film Fest is helping to do that. So donate right now. Go to mytalk1071.com. Go to our Project Down and Dirty page, and then you'll see the opportunity to donate. And if we get to if we get to 2,500, Jim is going to match that at Twin Cities Closet Company. So it's going to be great.
There you go.
And Jim, you know, you're talking about your employees and how you started out as a small business. It's kind of like these filmmakers, you know, you have a dream to complete something. It's in your imagination. And then now you've grown to 45 employees. So I think it's almost similar to what these filmmakers are trying to do. Local people who have a dream that they want to create something, and then they imagine it, and then they can do it. And, you know, without your help and the listeners right now, go to mytalk1071.com and click on our link to donate, and you will help. So without things like this, they can't make their dream happen. So it's
we do have a connection with this. One of my operations manager, Joel, actually participated in this years ago. He went to school for doing film and wanted to be a filmmaker. And he actually started on our team as our marketing department, helping out with small clips in our advertising. And he was so well-rounded, and he actually gives a lot of credit to having done this course and worked with people. That he learned leadership, he learned skills that he didn't have before, and so he was very excited that we were going to work with you guys on this project.
Joel,
that's great. And we're just a hop, skip, and a jump from our goal. I just did it,
yes.
Like I do every year, to try to guess how long it takes. It takes just a minute or two to donate. And again, it's through givemn.org, as we always do. So that's a portal that you can trust. And donating is so simple. So go to the main Project Down and Dirty page right now, and then click on the Donate Now tab. It's right there at the top. And bada boom, bada bing, you will see Team Jason and Alexis. The other shows, they're not up yet, so don't worry about them. Their pages are not active, so don't worry about that. Just click on our page and donate right now. Yes.
Yes, and we'll get you to write that check, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, you guys have a great day, and let us know if there's anything else we can do to help.
Thank you.
We might need Joel at some point, you know.
Exactly,
get him on the phone.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you. Tell everyone at Twin Cities Closet Company we said hi. Give it up, everybody. There's Jim from Twin Cities Closet Company.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
And we're just waiting.
All right.
We're waiting to reach that I'll be excited when we get to 200 or 200,000. What am I, Alexis? 2,000.
Yeah. 2,000. That's a good goal.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if we get 2,500, Jim is going to match that as well. So that's fantastic.
That's so awesome. How cool of Twin Cities Closet Company, a great local company. And then, of course, Twin Cities Film Fest really supports a lot of local filmmakers and making their dreams happen. There's just your money stretches. That's what they do at Twin Cities Film Fest by supporting the local productions, local directors. And then, of course, the actual film fest.
Yes, the film fest.
To put that on. They have 140 films, Dawn, that was just announced while you were gone.
Oh,
in the film fest at the end of October.
When I first moved here, I went to the film fest, and I've been involved in different film fests, you know, doing entries and stuff for films I've been in. And this was so well run, and it was like, wow, this is a big film festival.
Yes.
And I really appreciate even our director, Adrian, you know, he has a history with documentaries. So the money that you give to Twin Cities Film Festival, it goes to things like Adrian so that he can help get a message out. And his documentaries are amazing, and it opens your mind. You have different perspectives that you didn't have before. So we're going to have some of those wonderful people on this week as well, just to talk about their experience with Twin Cities Film Fest and how they were helped to get messages out so that people can, you know, have an experience they didn't expect. You know, sometimes you look at a situation one way and you don't see the bigger view of something, and that's what these great documentaries do, is that they open your mind to, you know, different experiences that you didn't think about before.
And Adrian's documentary is part of the lineup of this year's Twin Cities Film Fest, so you can see the lineup.
Yes.
And the opening film is Till, which is the story of Emmett Till and his mother. So it looks fantastic. Go look at that trailer if you haven't seen it. It's incredibly moving. So that will be opening the Twin Cities Film Fest.
Oh, yes, for sure. And then also, hey, if we get the $5,000, what does that mean for Twin Cities Film Fest? That means they can continue to offer free educational offerings throughout the year and let local community organizations and groups use their facilities for free.
That's so cool.
Pretty cool.
Because it is so expensive to put on, I mean, to make your own film.
Yeah.
It's, oof, I mean.
That's for $5,000, Jason.
Oh, okay.
Which, if we do the matching with Twin Cities Closet Company, we'll get there.
Absolutely. We're at $1,952, so we need some people to get us. We need less than $600, come on, to get to that $2,500 goal, which would be great to do by the time we get off the air from this shortened version of our show. Please call. Yes. Not call. Don't call. What is this, Jerry Lewis? Go online. Go to mytalk1071.com. Click on Project Down to Dirty. Now.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh, we got some donations. She's going to have a charity baby.
Oh,
here.
My gosh.
Oh, she did. Okay. Because here we go. We are now at $2,059, everybody.
Yes, Sharon donated $107. Oh, hey, she dedicated it to you, Jason, and your dislike of odd totals.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yes, let's really just piss off Jason this morning, okay?
Great,
so just start putting sense at the end.
You two
odd
have
numbers.
To deal with me all day, so that's great. Go ahead. Have fun with that. Yes.
Thank you. Channel that into your characters, Jason.
Yes,
Denise,
exactly.
Thank you for your $10. Rebecca gave $50. Thank you so much. Veronica, she gave $50. Thank you for listening. Just great people we have listening out there. I can't see the rest of the scroll. I can't scroll.
Oh, here.
Keep the donations coming. Go to mytalk1071.com. Click on Project Down and Dirty. We're going to take a break. And don't forget, Twin Cities Film Fest isn't the only charity. We're also helping Alexander House, One Heartland, and Face to Face on the other shows. We're going to take a break. We'll wrap things up for day one and a half right after this.
Making movies and raising money. You're listening to My Talk 107.1's Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. To donate to Jason and Alexis's charity, Twin Cities Film Fest, go to mytalk1071.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Celebrating the movies all week long for Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. Playing soundtrack hits from some of your favorite movies. This is Pretty in Pink. If You Leave. Love this movie. Always think of prom with this one.
Me three. Me three. I love it more than all of you.
Oh, Lord.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Well, I like 16 Candles better.
No, but that Sister Act 2, you know, is my favorite.
Yes. So today we're continuing to shoot our film. It'll be our first day on set with Dawn, who just got back from Europe.
Yes.
Dawn, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. You know, it's not like I was coming back to, you know, work at a chicken
processing plant. I mean, here I am.
I'm sorry. I should have been more specific. How are you feeling coming on set
today? I'm like,
today?
Where are we going here?
Coming on set today?
What? Yeah, I know. I just mean, where? How do you feel with the, you, it's the, oh, can, is the show done yet? Is, are we done?
No, my son. Not yet.
No, I'm so sorry. Go on, please.
I know. How do you feel coming back and immediately, this is mm-hmm. your first day on set filming the movie today. How are you feeling about that?
I am feeling great. I'm feeling great about it because we're just going to have a good time. I have some great costumes. I have a great wig. I have all my lines written out. That's how I memorize lines, is by writing them. Even though they're my own words that I wrote, I still need to memorize them. And so on my American Airlines tray table... on the stream, right, on the YouTubes, you can see it's a placemat from American Airlines, and I wrote my lines on there and just studied them on the plane.
Jeez, where are your notes like that?
I gotta warn you, Dawn. Jason and Alexis memorize the lines as we get ready to shoot said scene. Yeah. So,
hey, whatever works for you. Yeah, it takes me longer. It does. Yeah. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing because you have, like, I mean, this is handwritten notes, like, really beautifully written. You've got, you know, it's all ready to go.
I can do it backwards and forward.
Jason and I were like, all right, there's our lines, okay.
Good.
And then
yeah, whatever.
We just put it down there and we glance over once in a
while. That's totally fine, whatever you need to do. And I'll say the line, and whatever you say back to me, I'll just say whatever the next line is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Because but then again, yesterday we only did the very beginning, so there weren't a lot of lines to manage. But even with the limited amount of lines to manage, we still managed to mess them up. So,
oh yes,
it was perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to the big board here.
Yes,
we are sitting at $2,159. So we are just a couple hundred dollars away from our $2,500 goal, which then would activate Twin Cities Closet Company's match of $2,500.
Oh, yeah. Let's make Jim write that check today.
It was actually an accident. I wanted our listeners to call in and donate $2,500. He goes, sure, I'll throw in another $500 match.
Yeah. Amazing.
So that would be so cool if by the end of the show we could do that. We only have a few minutes left here, so please.
Yeah, because he's already matched. It was up to $2,000.
Right.
But now, yes, he's added more, which is awesome. So MyTalk1071.com and just click on Project Down and Dirty Film Fest.
That's right.
And then it's the Jason and Alexis show.
Yes.
Yeah. The other shows, their pages aren't working for some reason. So only donate to ours. And it's all through givemn.org. So it's very safe, very quick. We use them every single year without fail. So thank
yes.
you very
so we
much
just tweeted out a direct link as well, too. So if that's even easier, just bam, right there.
Thank
right
you
there.
For doing that.
Of course.
Yeah. Lex in the Cities. You can find her on the Twitters. But yeah, so today is our goal, and we'll see, you know, here's a little cliffhanger for tomorrow's broadcast. Our goal, we would love to finish shooting today. We would love to, and at the very least, maybe only have one thing left. I mean, so there's a main goal and then a backup plan.
I think if we do that, then we should have my talkers donate $10,000.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you just saying that, I got a little bellyache here.
Did you?
I'm feeling a little,
I'm feeling a little sick.
I'm trying to get it all in one day.
Yeah, I'm feeling sick about everything else. This has actually been, and this isn't, B. Arthur's going to roll her eyes, this isn't me complaining, this is an observation, and this is an insight into how I'm feeling, and I mean this without snark, or humor, or exaggeration. This is the most stressed I've ever been about a project down and dirty. Except for military.
Oh,
I am a mess. No, I am not.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Even still, after yesterday, yesterday I was definitely feeling that before we started, just because of all of the unknowns. But now, after working with Adrian and Tomas for a day, I'm feeling so much better about it.
I think I'm only, and again, that's why I prefaced it with what I said. This isn't even being funny or complaining to make B. Arthur irritated. it is the added pressure of the other job I'm feeling, and the length of time that this is taking compared to other years. I'm a little, if I'm being very honest, I did not sleep well. I'm a mess. That's why I'm tripping over words, and I'm not saying, I can't even do this. I pride myself on speaking pretty clearly. I'm kind of a mess. And
I'm a mess. So, Alexis, in the next 2 minutes, it's all you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. What do you want me to do? I can cartwheel $1,000 and I'll cartwheel on our camera. YouTube you will. Camera.
Have you tried to do a cartwheel as an adult?
I haven't. Oh, it might be a round off.
Don't do it.
It might be a round off. But that counts, right?
It's actually better because when you get to the point where your legs are in the air and spread, that is when you know you shouldn't do a cartwheel as an adult.
Probably. And you don't realize it until that moment.
Yeah, and it's like, wow, I really am not a child anymore.
Oh, no, and like your wrists and your body's heavier. Oh,
yeah, and it's just the...
But I'll do it. I'll do it for donations for Twin Cities Film Fest. I'll do it. It's not going to be pretty. You want to do it with me?
Yeah, I will
we
not
could do it.
It
in tandem.
What did I just say?
One side, I'm on the other. We cartwheel.
I will not.
Okay.
Yeah.
It will just be me, guys.
I apologize, but my body is not ready for that. My body just traveled the globe, and it is not ready for a cartwheel.
Okay, maybe tomorrow.
I'll do like a deep squat or something weird.
Deep squats. We're doing deep squats for how much?
Deep squat, $100.
$100 squats. We got this, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
See, Lex is so loud in my... headphones are so... Oh, God. It's so funny.
If we could just get another $100 right now, we'll do some deep squats.
Yeah, deep squats.
Deep squats tomorrow,
What is today going to be like with you two? Am I going to hate the day?
No.
What, with us? Oh, him and I?
You will not. No.
It will be fun. You know what? Once we get into our characters, it's so much fun. We're having a blast. We really are.
Yes. That's going to do it for us. Go out there and be yourself, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a great day, everyone. We love you so much, and we'll talk tomorrow. Don and Steve, next. Beautiful.